CliffCentral.com.
Yeah, they hate, but they broke them. And when it's time to pop, they have no show. Yeah, I'm pretty, but I'm loco.
Oh, my word, man. That is a joint. Whenever I listen to this song, bro, I turn all the way up. I could not believe when I saw what the artist looks like. You know, I couldn't believe what she looked like when I saw her. And then I was like, damn, but they dropped a banger. That is a young MA with, ooh. You are tuning to, every Thursday. You know what it is. If you guys listen to us religiously, you know what we're about. But this is Unplugged and In Charge, the Unplugged radio show. We never alone. We always got the crew with us. Where's that guy in the building?
Yo,
Simpiwe Petros in the building.
Yeah.
We got a really dope show lined up for you guys today. But just before we start, we got to calm down because I am so pumped up after that joint, man. Yo, it makes me feel like I just got to get on a DJ decks. I got to make people dance. Bro, it's too much for me, though. Shout out to you. I took a video of you, eh?
It's lit.
Go on to Snapchat. Check that out. Check out some pure pictures of Snapchat. But before we get into anything, guys, we got a dope show lined up. We got some cool guests coming through. So let's just turn it down a notch. Let's bring it down. Let's have a chat about our week real quick. Let's recap what we've done, what we're gonna be doing, and then let's share it with our listeners. And we want you guys to jump in as well and tell us what your moment of the week was. Let's start with Sim. Sim, what's happening this week?
Hey, bro, I believe I'm living the blessed life in a real way, bro. This week I actually got selected to be a TEDx Pretoria speaker. So I'm speaking.
Oh, yeah.
TEDx Pretoria event on the 17th of November. So things are coming together because it's always been a dream of mine, you know. And your dreams can become a
That's
reality.
Fine. You got a topic yet? You got a topic, a concept yet?
Hey, bro. Actually, I sent them a provisional topic. I said, "Love, Unplugged, and In Charge."
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Okay. That's fire, bro.
Plugging us in there as well.
In a real way, dog. I never forget about the squad.
When is the event?
Thank you very much.
It's on the 17th of November. It's going to be at 012 Central. I might not be on radio that day.
Oh, yeah.
Thursday, yeah.
Yeah, the 17th of November. 012.
Yeah, 012.
Oh, that's
Central.
That's a cool venue, right?
A dope venue, bro.
But they usually have like hip hop shows there. That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah, bro. I've been to all kinds of events there, bro. Like, it always gets interesting. They always change it up.
That's crazy. That's a big one to live up to, Ezra. Damn, bro. I feel like I'm on a solo mine. Yo, I'll catch you guys later, though.
All right.
Yeah, what's up?
Jeez, man. Wow. Shucks, what did I do this week? While I was training not training this time around, I was emceeing an event where all the doctors that I trained all around the country had come together, and we were doing like a launch of Galderma's new range, and we were talking to 162 other professionals in the aesthetics industry. So it was pretty cool.
That's power, dog.
And I mean, these people, I've trained them, now they're on stage and they're delivering and they're talking and they was amazing. Yeah, that for me was one of the really cool moments. Yesterday I was training a man in a voiceover artistry. He always had a dream to do this thing.
Yeah.
And he always wanted to do, you know, to be on stage and speak and stuff. And guess what his age was? He was 50 years old.
Wow. Damn.
Yeah.
It's never too late, dog. It's never too late.
That's
crazy, bro.
To go for your dream, right? And
yeah,
that was absolutely amazing. His kids have always been telling him, "Dad, why don't you? Dad, you should have."
Yeah.
You know, and his wife is like, "Yeah, man, but you always say you're gonna. Why are you always procrastinating? Yesterday you said tomorrow." And then, you know what? He just decided it's time.
Today's the day, bro.
That was pretty inspiring, man.
Yeah.
Just having someone go after their dream like that. So,
crazy, though.
That's just some of the things in my week. But also looking back to Unplugged and In Charge with the Rules of Engagement event.
I was about to say, don't sleep on that, bro.
Yeah. So, guys, I keep hearing this rumor because I had to leave a little early.
Yeah.
Could you guys tell me who was Precious?
Precious. Oh, dog. That girl is lit. No, that girl is lit, bro.
Yeah, someone ran you through it because someone's going in with her for a minute.
No. She was trying to go in on me. But I want to set the level straight. It was actually quite funny. She was the one girl that was sitting in the front row at Rules of Engagement. She was the only girl sitting in the front row. It was quite interesting. And she was like, "You know what? I don't understand. Guys are not deemed some type of way when they have sex with all kinds of people. It's okay for girls to have sex with all kinds of people." She went in and spoke about how she expresses herself sexually, and she's comfortable with it, bro. I was like, "Yo, this girl is unplugged in a real way. Unplugged in a real way."
Yeah, she was pretty intense. It was cool because it brought like a. it brought like a really cool dynamic to the conversation, because the conversation was like taking a very politically correct like direction.
Yeah.
And then she jumped in, bro, and was like, "Woo, yo, swish it all like,
shout
like
out.
Some Julius Malema in Parliament tip." Like,
yeah.
Damn, what happened? And it's like cool because we all started like thinking about things in a little bit of a different way, which was always dope, you know.
Yeah.
That's what
was scary though at the end. Mm-hmm. We had to like guys and the girls had to face each other, and each guy had to say something that they were gonna do moving forward into the week. And so I was lined up with Precious at first, and I saw the way she was looking at me. I was like, yo, this is deep. Then they said, guys, take a step to the right, and you know what she said? She's like, oh man, you're taking my guy.
Ooh, bars. but it was intense. Can I tell you what's happening right now, guys? Like, there's this lady at Cliff Central. She runs the show. Literally, she's the boss. She's standing now in front of the sort of screen to the studio, and she's pointing and showing some people around. And it kind of makes you feel under pressure, right? Like, you remember in school when they were like, you know the answers. Come, where's that? Tell us what
it's
it
like
is.
It's like the headmaster coming into class.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, damn.
People from government that just come to check if everything is in order.
Yeah, it's like you know, when it's like if you guys were in studio with us right now, you'd know what I'm saying. Everything just went like, everyone just tensed up. What's happening? Relax, guys. It's cool. We unplugged. We out here, man. You know, every single Thursday. Thank you for tuning in again, guys.
I actually want to bring in something. Thank you for tuning in. And this is going in line with what we're talking about today.
Okay.
And before we get our guest on today, I was checking out Tuck's Confessions. I think it was on Monday. And I actually posted this picture up on Twitter. I took a screenshot because this was too lit. This shit was lit.
Oh, yeah.
So Tuck's Confession 33082. So I recently found out that my boyfriend has been cheating on me with a girl that he told me not to worry about. Instead of getting mad, I just logged onto his computer and deleted his entire thesis. Good luck graduating. Mm. I was like, yo, it's too deep.
But that's gone far though. Like,
so I asked on Twitter, what would you do? Yo, the responses are it's lit. And I want to share some of those later during the show, but it's fire. And if you have something to say, just posted it at us with the hashtag Unplugged Radio Show. I'm going to be reading them out later. Hey, these things are fire. The comments. Yeah. People talking about Voldemort and Horcruxes and how you should have backed up your thesis in 7 different places.
Backed up your thesis in 7 different places.
Hey, bro. I commented back. I'm like, you know what? I think it was too busy cheating that he didn't have time to back up his thesis.
Mm. That's crazy. Like, I think you know, the guy was busy backing... He was busy backing other things up in 7 different places. If you know what I'm saying, we're going to be right back after this with our guest, man.
Whatever your term of endearment for your prize rod,
four banger, four by, barge, beamer, beater, benz, big rig, bike, breezer, chori, chopper, clunker, crotch rocket, denka, gator cruiser, hog, hobdy, hypermiler, jalopy, junker, combi, lambo, land barge, pimpmobile, pocket rocket, paddle jumper, render rock scoot, shagging wagon, shitbox, sled, tank, warrant wagon, whoopee!
There's only one place to visit if you're looking to buy a new vehicle. Autotrader.co.za. With simple navigation and over 62,000 cars to choose from, it's a no-brainer. Visit Autotrader.co.za today and find your next set of wheels.
What's a good girl trying to say, Aka? Lesaka.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Fire. We had to drop joint to introduce our guest to you guys. We've got Mabala Noise's very own Gigi LeMain in the building. What's happening, Gigi?
I'm good. How you doing?
Are we good? We good. Every single Thursday, we good, man. We out here with you.
I feel like this is a pretty boy committee. Like, what? Why y'all getting hiring people for the show that look like this?
Nah, look at
y'all blushing and stuff.
You could only see it with Vaughn.
I was gonna say, I didn't know black guy could blush.
I'm the only one that can blush.
You know, the rest of us
right put me on
look
the
you,
spot.
Look at you.
It's cool.
You
know, we'll talk after the show. You know what I'm saying? We're cool. I got you.
It goes down in the DM.
But we're excited to have you on the show today, Gigi. I think you're an interesting character. You know, I think there's a lot to you that you know, besides the music. And we really want to tap into that. But before that, you know, I was reading a little bit about you, obviously leading up to the show, because, I mean, you got to try and find as much information as you can if you want to have a decent conversation. And I see that you're a poet.
Yes, I am a poet. I've taken a break now. I'm doing rap. I'm doing music.
Yeah.
But yeah, I started off there. and I guess that explains.
You started off with
poetry,
writing
so
poetry.
At the age of 11, I had my first poem published at the Poetry Institutes of Africa.
Okay.
And then from there, I started taking rap seriously at about 16, and then 18 started doing it commercially, and here I am. Mm.
Yeah, that is crazy.
Shout out. What was the poem called? Your first poem?
It was called Mother of Us All, and there was like a silly one that I wrote called Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is
why did
is
you
really
why
cool.
is it silly now? Was it is it because silly because it's was, silly or is it silly because it was about someone and
it was no. I was 11 now.
Who knows? No.
But all yeah, right. No. It was a school project, man. It was a
okay,
class project.
Yeah.
Was told to go home and write a poem about Valentine's Day. My teacher thought I had copied when I came back.
Yo,
she checked
that
for
good.
Plagiarism, and then she asked me to write another one, and mm-hmm. then I like during break, and then
and you devastated her again.
Yeah. And then she called my mom. She's like, "There's a problem here.
This child is just
yeah.
That's fine. Do you think if you're a white girl that she wouldn't think that you cheated?
Yo, that's deep.
Why are we out here?
No.
Yeah, no. I agree. I was always the black girl in the top three, so everything was kind of suspicious. Well, how come? Like, why can she swim? Why can she write so well? Why, English, like,
for real?
Yeah, you know, maths is not so. Because I mean, maths is maths.
Yeah,
but like.
Yeah.
Yeah, English was always like, even Afrikaans, like, why? How could she be in the top five for Afrikaans?
Yeah, you know what happened with me is when I topped the district with my Afrikaans.
I remember these stories, yeah.
Then what happened is the modulators came to school to find out why. Yeah, can you please read for us now?
That's crazy.
And
prove
I had
it,
to
Baba,
read.
Yeah,
it.
You have to. And
had
you
to read.
Give like unprepared speeches all
I
the time.
I had to do
now.
That
yeah.
type of stuff. Yeah.
It's crazy.
That's actually quite interesting because you've always seemed to be performing academically. I mean, you were on the dean's list while at Wits, right?
Yeah.
Doing big things.
Don't know how that happened, honestly.
Yeah, that's a very interesting story, right?
I don't know how that happened.
Dropping bars of knowledge at the same time.
You know,
in a real way.
Yeah, that's yeah. Real,
wow.
real way.
And dean's list is not child's play.
That's the top of the top.
It's difficult, you know?
Wow. And
it's
I mean,
one thing mm-hmm. in one faculty, but the whole varsity, I was shocked. Yeah.
How do you actually balance that? That's a very interesting thing.
Friend, how did we balance? I'm actually with my friend here from Wits. I don't know. School became fun at some
point. Was a friend in the dean's list as well?
Yes, she was.
Oh, yeah?
Shout out.
Yeah, I'm with... Yeah, I hang out with the nerds.
That's really cool though, because you know, like I referred to just now, how if you were white, would they have thought you were cheated? It's like a stereotype, right?
Yeah.
Like this idea of a rapper not being able to handle school and being an artist and a scholar at the same time. That's a stereotype.
But
people
we've
think,
got quite a few rappers.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
but I'm saying in general, the
in
stereotype
general,
is that they think you rap, you must be a bit like intellectually dumbed down or whatever. So like.
I agree.
You know what I mean, that's the general like idea, so it's cool that your life sort of represents the breaking of these stereotypes. Do we have enough conversations around them? I don't think so. Are there enough people that come out with it and like to speak about it? I don't think so either. I think that there's also this idea of
it's
what an
cool.
artist should live up to.
Yeah,
exactly,
it's not
right?
Cool.
It's not cool to become across like I'm really good at maths if you're a rapper. But I think that's the kind of stuff that we should break. You know?
Yeah, that's
and
true.
And that's kind of like that's kind of like the theme of our entire sort of movement, is being unplugged from the society that we live in and taking sort of control of your own vibe.
I know. I think really you are a classic example of that. I mean, Dean's List... One of the best rappers out here, you know,
thank
one of
you.
The best female rappers doing her
one
thing.
One of the best rappers.
Okay, cool.
I'm done with the females.
Okay. Woo!
It's about to break stereotypes in a real way.
No. Can I just tell you where I was inspired from? No, so that you guys don't think I got a baby. No, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Devastation.
No. I'm going to take that back. No. But I'm really inspired by Nicki Minaj. She did a cover recently. I forgot what publication it was, but she was kind of saying what Jay-Z can do, I can also do. And for the longest time, like, I've been put up against female rappers, and I've done so much for the industry, if you know about me, that I've just gotten to a point where I'm tired of proving myself. And like, why can't I go up against a Nasty? Why can't I go up against an AKA? I'm tired of that whole female thing and what I should look and act like, and so I'm just doing me right now. And,
and that
I'm
ladies and gentlemen is true devastation. She literally shut it down.
I think you know what I like about that, right? I think what I find inspiration in, and I think as a role as an you know, the role of an artist and as a young person really trying to make a difference, you should be bold about what you believe in yourself.
If
you believe that you are one of the illest in the country, regardless of gender and race and whatever else, then you should boldly say it, because indirectly, your boldness in your statements kind of allows a guy like, let's say, Simpiwe to say, "I'm the best radio presenter."
Yeah. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
In like, a real way.
If you give each other the space to be bold about your dreams, I think we can achieve a lot more. You know what
That's
I'm saying?
That's so true.
But you know what's another stereotype that I think we've been sort of playing with for the last couple of weeks is sort of the stereotypes that. That exists between the different genders and sort of the female and male relationship. And I think you're in an industry that has always been perceived as completely male dominated or was always seen as a male industry.
Yeah.
And a lot of females get a lot of flack for sort of getting involved in the rap game and in the music space, specifically hip hop.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's something you've experienced, and I know you've just signed a big deal with Mabala.
Mm-hmm.
Did any of these sort of things, these stereotypes come up in conversation with like the labels that you've been in with and the different artists in the stable? Or is there this conversation? Is there this, do you guys actually, I know as a female you're probably aware of it, but are your fellow sort of male peers aware of it too? And do they try and combat these different stereotypes? Like for instance, can a woman really rap? Is it her place? Yeah. You know?
I don't think so. I think South Africa is in a space where you mess with the person in your stable or the person, you know, and if she's in, she's female, then yeah, let me do a song with her because she's part of this record label with me. Mm. But I think for me, it's the constant like trying to prove that I can also do what this person does if you give me the same resources that he has, you know, or I'm not even trying to think that. I'm thinking beyond that, you know. So, I mean, it does come up a lot. It does come up a lot, you know, and as a female hip hop artist, I think we also sometimes place that on ourselves. For instance, I just shot the Scoopu video, music video. And I had Vixens in my own video. I wasn't trying to be the one who outshines everyone, you know. I had like a Amber Rose looking Kim Kardashian you know, and I felt inspired by that, but that I could look through and screen some of these females and put them in my video. But when I played back, a lot of these female rappers in this country don't even want another girl on their video. Like you don't want another girl. It's almost as if you're like, it's this unconscious fight. Like you don't want to support another woman's
PhD syndrome, right?
Yeah. And you don't even want to put another girl in your video because of whatever other stereotypes.
Yeah,
Believe it or not, I know a lot of people will question what I say, but I believe that Rihanna's a feminist in her own way. You know, and how she appreciates other women and how she, you know, she you know, that whole, I can swear, right? That whole bitch better have my money. Fuck you.
Yeah.
You know, you needed me, motherfucker. You know, like, I like that. I like that. I'm so tired of females being these like, oh my gosh, like, she's always the one who's, girls cheat on guys too.
Yeah,
let's talk about that, you know? And I'm just tired of us being the victims all the time. And I want to be taken seriously. Then we need to work for it. And at the same time, we need to support each other.
Shout out.
So do you think what we actually need is women that come out and be bold and unapologetic about who they are?
I think so. And I'm not saying you have to be masculine.
Yeah.
You know? I think a lot of people feel like they're safer with a Queen Latifah, Debrat looking girl. No. I want to be sexy. I want to take a picture in my bikini. That by no means means I'm a slut. It doesn't mean I'm a slut. It means I appreciate myself. I'm comfortable with myself. And you can do that too. If that means something for you, then do it.
Yeah.
But I have a problem with females who'll be like, no, I don't think she should be doing that. Like, what is she doing? I can't relate to her. I'd rather relate to a Debrat who's telling you, yo, nigga, I'm going to fuck you up now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I have a problem with that because I don't believe my power over you is that I can beat you up.
Yeah.
Because that's impossible. But I can do things to you to make you do things for me.
That's
you know what I'm saying? And that's what we need to embrace.
Seen that, yo, the way you were looking at me, I'm like, yo, she would do things.
Baby.
She would do things.
You know what I like about that? There's something that I've been reading about. It's fairly complex and I don't actually have it all together yet, but it's something called intersectionality within feminism, right? And like I think there's like a, it's a very important thing you said there, because a lot of people assume feminists and assume people that are, you know, for women empowerment need to act in a certain way, and it's usually got like a very male tone to it, masculine tone to it, and it's not true, because you know you can be honestly you can be a stripper and be a feminist.
Thank you.
Do you know what I mean?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with embracing your sexuality as a female, because in fact you own that.
Yeah.
And when you own it, you empower yourself.
Yeah.
Right. You know. So it's an interesting read. Look, I'm not too clued up on it, but you should try and check it out, because it'll really change your perspective on a lot of things.
Yeah.
I think Amber Rose's whole slut walk movement
is
fantastic,
well.
Right?
Yeah.
It's fantastic for sort of the the millennial culture.
Yeah.
Because it's something that I think we're gravitating slowly, you know, slowly towards.
Exactly.
So, but being this type of female, right?
Yeah.
You're very smart, outspoken, talented. Do you find it hard to manage a relationship? Are guys intimidated by you?
That's a deep question, bro.
Well.
Clear throat.
Yeah, I guess it happens. I'm a very independent kid, but I don't think it's anything to do with... I just think it's how I was raised, you know? Yeah. Mom's always had me, and I've never been the type of girl to ask for money for my weave or... I've never been that girl.
Yeah.
So sometimes it is a bit... I believe that female rappers need a man to hold them down,
yeah,
in one way or another, if they're not, because we're very domineering characters as,
yeah,
well, you know,
yeah,
like you end up, I've seen a lot of female rappers bully their boyfriends.
Shut up.
I'm not gonna mention who, but I've seen quite a lot of them bully their boyfriends, and I just think you need somebody who can challenge you intellectually, you know.
I actually don't think it's even her problem, because it depends on the guy. Does the guy know who he is? Is he as ambitious as you are?
Yeah, no, some of them, I've been a blesser.
One time for the blessers.
Yeah, I was out there. I was out there. Yeah, I've been. It got to a point where he wasn't so about trying to be the man anymore. You know.
That's sad,
yeah, and it's the truth of how, yeah, like genders, yeah, are changing and stuff. Some, yeah, guys don't mind. Like, yo, babe, I saw this really nice sneaker, yeah, at Shesha, and I really want to get it. And you know, you're also in love. You're stupid and stuff. And
you're like,
but I love him.
Yeah.
You know, your friends are, but I love him, guys. And then you end up buying the sneaker.
Yeah. What would your friends? What were your friends thinking about you though? Because it's always a thing. Like,
the friends are here,
girls.
Actually, yo.
Yeah, the friends are here, so they're like, Choma, don't lie on radio now. Come on.
No, they. You know what, my friends. No, my friends have never approved of any guy right,
yeah,
now, and
oh,
I think,
right,
I'm still young, and, yeah, I think he'll come through. But
yeah,
I think I also have to admit that how I chose the people I had a relationship with,
yeah,
wasn't very okay, you know.
Yeah.
And some of these people were kinda in the limelight. Some of these people were kinda in the industry, and maybe, mm-hmm, I should start looking away from the limelight in terms of like the artist, the bad boy, the rapper on stage,
yeah,
you know, because, yeah, Jay-Z and Beyonce don't exist, guys. That's a publicity.
Yeah, thing, dog. That's,
you
what
know,
I was
that
about
just helps
saying.
The that just helps the brand, but it really doesn't do. And my Jay-Z's were like fraud. So,
serious positive. So, what's the ideal guy to you, Gigi? Tell us.
Are there people listening? Like,
yeah,
guys, potential. Okay, guys, send your CVs. But no,
Dean's
man.
List.
Like, I'll know.
First of
all, when it happens.
He must also feature on a Dean's List.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. No, I'm not saying,
you know,
that.
I mean?
I'm not saying,
yeah,
that.
But like, what are you bringing to the relationship?
Yeah, what values you adding?
Yeah, no, bring something. Bring something. But
yeah,
I just think I'm a very simple person.
What if he's just bringing good jokes?
No, good jokes doesn't pay the bill, dog.
He makes me laugh. No, but you know something people are living with nowadays, guys, that we don't realize, that I feel like everybody has got some kind of psychological defect that they,
yeah,
carry from the previous relationship,
mm-hmm,
into the ones that keep, you know.
Yeah.
So whatever happens, like I was like, my previous relationship, I was showing flames.
Mm.
I caught him 3 times, but it was probably like 18, and I only found out, you know, like after I decided to call it quits.
Yeah.
But it was, imagine me carrying that into that, and then, mm, I'm on, yo, where are you?
So wait,
where are you?
That's,
you know,
so
it's and then you get a guy like you've been cheated on, and you're insecure about your own things, and then soon enough you're asking me where I'm at a show. I just feel like everyone's got some kind of psychological issue going on with themselves, and if we don't grow up, we'll all be alone in the club at 40.
That's
looking like freaking P. Diddy with no direction.
So yeah, that brings up something very interesting, because you said you caught him 3 times,
yeah,
but he was actually cheating 18 times.
No, I didn't say he was cheating 18 times. Was probably
okay,
like,
yeah, probably
the times,
yeah,
that I found out.
Yeah,
you understand.
Does this life experience translate into your music?
Definitely.
And what do you feel about cheating? Because I mean, it's a culture now. Like,
it's so bad, but that's my deal breaker. I don't feel like I can ever,
yeah,
come back from it. I've realized that maybe that is a fault, but I refuse to be like below that, I've realized that after cheating, I can't look at him the same.
Yeah,
can't
do the things the same. Yourself, right?
We can't do the same things. I can't, because every time I look at you, I'm seeing her and I'm seeing what you guys could have been doing. Yeah. And it's just so
yeah. That's crazy. It's crazy because it has become a big culture and it's shifted really, you know,
into this.
Yeah, it really has. I think. Yeah. I mean, from last year. I mean, I remember wrapping up a show end of last year and I was talking about how 2015 was the year of the side chick. I feel like the side chicks scored a last minute winner against the main girls, like in the last second.
A last minute winner.
Yeah, like where did it come from?
Just with the head.
No, but for real, that is so true. Yeah. Like last year was the realest year, whether it's stuff you found out about or stuff you didn't even know. Yeah. But guys, I'm telling you, the era of the side nigga is coming.
Yeah.
And it is such a problem, yo. Like it is, and girls, I'm gonna be honest with you guys. We never get caught. Like, we're so sneaky.
Women always
like,
do it better.
We will die with it. I'm telling you, like, after, like, yo, baby, you know Tepo's not your son. Tepo's 32. He's graduated from law school. Like, yo, guys. So, you know, I'm just saying that this is a social ill. And, like, we need to stop it before, yo, because the side nigga is coming through.
Because it's making relationships fairly complicated to manage now,
it's
right?
It's diluting them because in a major way.
I mean, because like a dude knows who gets into a relationship, he's like, that's cool, this is my girl. Mm. But he still knows that the society is set up in such a way now that I've got options even though I'm committed.
I'm committed, exactly.
Right? Doesn't that put you on extreme pressure unnecessarily?
Does that mean that when you're saying the era of the side niggas coming through, does that mean that the side niggas are the guys who used to be in the friend zone?
Oh, shit.
Yes. Is that friend you can talk to?
Guys,
giving you problems.
Guys in the friend zone.
Yeah. He's like, yo, but why you stick around for? Because I love him. Okay, you know what? Let's go for dinner. That sounds like 10 p.m. But you guys are going for dinner, you know? And then the next thing, you know, I'm not ready. But it's that nigga who's been there, you know, and he's been calculating and he's, you know? And then the minute Han slips up, main base slips up, side nigga come through. Like, yo.
Yeah, that's true. And it's usually like a spontaneous emotional decision, right?
Yeah, it is. It's not like, even thought through shame. Like it's so irrational. It's sad, but it's a reality.
It's like a part of us that we all have. I think we can't be ignorant to the fact that as young people, you know, you still have some sort of curiosity with various different people. Yeah. I mean, like, we can't be ignorant to that, but at the same time, like, We got to try and set like our value pillars a little stronger.
Yeah.
And if you really don't believe in like having side chicks, you know, even though you might be tempted, try remind yourself to not let yourself down. I guess, because
we always have choice, man. You always have choice, and choice is something that's very powerful.
Yeah.
You in the room with that girl, you still need to decide if you're going to sleep with her or not. Don't say no. I was turned. Oh, I couldn't help myself. You made a choice, man. You gotta live with that choice.
Even the baby mama. Can we talk about the baby mama, guys? What's up with you guys in this century, yo? Like, my mom's was like, you can't find a guy. And then the baby mama doesn't want to behave also. Mm-hmm. Like, even if she's there, like, can she stop calling?
That's a messy situation. that's a messy situation.
You know, my friends and I were talking about it earlier on. Like, she'll call you at 12 and be like, listen, the baby's breathing. I'm like, listen, the baby's crying. Talk to the baby. Like, this is 12 at night and he's
like,
with you.
The daddy
that's
too.
A lot.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, you the daddy. You know? And then now you have to be dealing with, shame. Gigi puts up a nice picture. Oh, so you're buying her clothes now. And,
why can't you buy kids?
Why can't you buy your kid? Your kids don't have. You know what? For that, you're never going to see Byron again. You're never going to see him again. You know? So I'm relationships, guys, I'm so good.
It's rough.
Like, I'm good. Your generation, I don't know if I should, like, swing. I don't know if I should. Like, go that other side.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Nah, Gigi. Maybe. You haven't met the right guy. Don't worry.
You think so?
There's still hope for you.
I can just cast out the situation.
Can I tell you something?
Hey,
you know what I'm saying?
Casta me.
Casta looks happy, guys. Did you see her? Casta la main. Like, okay.
Casta la main.
What were you going to say, bro? I saw you were going to say something about me.
Yeah, I was about to say. I was about to say that's in Pew's way of asking you, like, what you're doing on Saturday.
Oh, I'm working. We doing fill up the dome.
Yeah, in a real way.
Oh, that's crazy.
You mean fill up Orlando?
Fill up Orlando. Sorry, that guy.
Co-sign. But let's talk about that for a minute. That's really crazy, right?
Well,
really...
before we talk about it, I saw a post.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You know about this whole side nigga thing.
Oh yeah.
So this guy said, I will only allow my wife 3 male friends.
You?
The father, the son, and the Holy Spirit.
Shout out.
Yeah, that's classic. That's classic. But yeah, let's touch on Casper quickly because he's doing some big things. I think it's really great for the industry. Yeah. I think it's really great for hip hop, and you know, he's an independent artist and he's doing his thing. You as an artist, how do you feel about it? Does it make you believe that you guys can achieve similar things, or is it just a thing that you got to get through, or that you just support, you know?
I support it. I think it's a very good initiative. Yeah, we are just supporting Casper.
I want to see you do that, though. You
see, he's tentative, though. Is it?
No,
yeah, well, what's going on?
Yeah. She's thinking about herself. I know she's got plans in the pipelines to do bigger things.
Yeah, but he's doing really well. Yeah. And shout out to everyone who's supporting him and everyone who's...
I think it's a good culture to start creating.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think, look, we've all got our opinions and our tastes on different people and different artists and music.
But
you know?
The initiative.
But the initiative.
Yeah. Yeah.
The initiative. And
I guess it just gets us thinking a lot, man, about what we can do to make the industry better. And I think with him just doing that, it goes to show that we don't really need the promoter per se. You know what I'm saying? We can we can partner with them, or we can just do our own things without having to wait to, like, oh, please book me. I can just like hire out his club and get your people to come through. So
life
shout
changed,
out
life,
to him.
Yeah, he's, you know, he's really changed his life. Your life has changed recently too. How's life changed since signing with Mabala?
There was no 5 million.
And then you wanted to ask them.
I
looked at your eyes were like
like a counting them.
No, there was no 5 million. I did not get paid no money. Maybe other people were in like another meeting. I don't know, but I heard every member of the public is a shareholder
now,
so surely
you
guys will be able to know who was paid and who wasn't.
I don't know anything. But not from a financial point of view, from like a life point of view. How's it changed? Has it been good?
The name Mabala definitely holds a lot of weight. They've helped with a lot of stuff, man. A lot of good things are happening with me now.
That's great.
Decided to drop the album under them. iGenesis, VCA as well, as the new single, Iskoop with Duncan. A lot of things are just moving far much quicker. And I think, you know, South Africa was never really ready for an independent label, you know, unless you have all the backings, everything, you know, all the structures to be able to push you. And I think I was just so frustrated because where I was, it was kind of like weights. And I was paying for a video for like a whole year. And, you know, just like a lot of things that weren't adding up for me.
I feel you.
Yeah.
I feel you.
So now I'm in a good space. Like I said, it's not a deal where they try to trap me. It's actually a deal between them and my company, Hard Rock Entertainment.
Yeah.
And Hard Rock provides somebody who is Gigi to them.
Okay.
So as a result, they can help you start your own businesses, which I'm doing now, starting my own companies, starting my own movements and stuff like that.
You got your same team that you came up with? So?
Same team.
Yeah, that's important because a lot of the time I find when deals are struck between major labels, or I call it power labels with money and that type of thing, they kind of seem to want to dictate.
To isolate you from the people you started with.
You see what I mean? And that can cause a lot of, not just a lot of problems in your personal life, but it can affect the music.
Yeah, it can.
Essentially, you know, you're Gigi LeMain because of your team. And you're Gigi LeMain because of yourself, obviously. Yeah. But, you know,
and the squad.
The influence, the squad. The chemistry.
Yeah, we see the squad. Shout out to the squad.
Yeah, it's vitally
tweeting
important.
Tweeting and stuff. Are you tweeting? It's tweeting.
Yeah, it's very important. It's very important. I think one thing I wanna ask you, Gigi, because before you leave though, because I think we gotta wrap up Gigi soon. Yeah.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we could chat to you forever.
She needs to come again.
You've been so lit.
Yeah, you need to come again.
Yeah, you've been lit. You've been really lit.
You've been
real though. That's the thing. Like a lot of people come in trying to be politically correct. You're just real.
Yeah, and then they sit back in there. He's like, yeah, sure.
Yeah, come on, man. You gotta really.
Yeah, it's real though. Yeah.
That's that Dean list. That thing.
Oh wow.
Yeah, you made it onto the Dean's List at Cliff Central Unplugged Radio Show. Gigi LeMain.
Shout out.
You know what I'm saying? You made it. You made it all the way. But you know what I'd really like to get from you, which would be really cool.
Yeah.
So you're a rapper. I'm not going to ask you to freestyle.
Thank goodness.
But what I'm going to ask you to do is, can you say a poem for us? Do you know them off by heart?
No, not anymore.
Ah, come
not
on.
Anymore. Like,
yeah,
poems are different. You have to do actions.
So I do poetry.
Please,
too.
Okay, please.
So if I say a poem, will you say a poem?
No, not really. But,
come
but like,
on.
I feel like I'm the guest, guys.
Okay, so do you want to dictate?
No, actually,
yeah. I don't know what.
Nah.
Sorry, like my mind.
Oh, did you just hear the?
My mind is dictate. Sorry, the last part came. The syllable came late. Guys.
Gigi is lit,
so
guys.
You just heard the dick.
Gigi is lit. I know.
Gigi, are you
I looked at him for a minute. I was like, yo.
When they asked me, what do you think of Gigi LeMain? Lit. That's what I'm gonna say. Lit. I just want to find out from you.
But then people can think I'm always drunk in the club.
No, no, you're lit. Like, you're real.
No, you're fine.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're real. So, Gigi, tell us, what's the future looking like? Because I know you're going to do big things.
iGenesis is already out. Yeah. We're trying to be the first female hip-hop artist to go gold, then hopefully platinum in Southern Africa.
Yeah.
And we want South Africa
Not
to do it
South
first.
Africa.
So Southern. We've got it. Exactly. Yeah. So we've got hashtag Triple G, Gigi Goes Gold campaign, and then hopefully it changes to a, you know, double GP, maybe Gigi Goes Platinum, Goes Platinum. The album's already out, but it's out physically along Bad Hair on the 11th of November at all music stores. And there's just like a whole lot of singles out. I'll be doing a whole lot of business ventures. We just wrapped up something with the UN. Moneo and myself from South Africa, and just like a whole Ed Sheeran, Beyonce.
Yeah.
It's basically like an ad about gender equality and stuff. Really cool.
Oh, that's
And
really
I just
cool.
did a documentary with Lil Sims as well, with Nando's Noisy and Vice in the UK.
Nice.
And I think it's showing on BBC every Thursday.
Shout
every
out.
Thursday at 7 p.m., obviously their time.
Mm.
Yeah, but I think it's online for people to watch as well.
That's really dope.
So yeah, just a lot of things out of... I'm tired of South Africa. Like,
you're going global.
Yeah, we're tired now.
Yeah, well, we need people to represent us internationally
Shout
for what
out,
we
yeah,
really
man.
Are. You know, we need that kind of energy out there in the world. And I think the world deserves to see the talent we have. But that's all we got for today with Gigi, man. Thank you so much for coming through.
Guys.
We it's really appreciate
it. So what's the squad called? Pretty Boy Squad. What's it called? Like, I don't know. Cuff Your Girl. What is it?
Fuck off.
Fuck off. Wait, that's not that. Okay, all right. All right, we're going to leave it.
That's a joke.
Brent's got some dick. I don't really know what you guys are about, eh?
On a point of order, bro.
Yeah, it's a joke. Yeah. It's a joke. It's a
point of order, comrade.
Yeah. Hey, okay. Baba.
No, this is the Unplugged Radio Show. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, we unplugged.
It used to be the Jazz
Club.
Thank you so much for coming
through. Ladies and gentlemen, Gigi LeMaine. Baby, don't waste no time.
Money stay on your mind. This is CliffCentral.com.
Yo, that is AKA... One Time, man. That song
Gigi
came
LeMaine
out.
Gigi LeMaine
is a blesser. Gigi LeMaine is a blesser.
Lit.
Wait, I was about to say, that song fits perfectly for the conversation we just had with Gigi LeMaine. If you guys missed out that conversation, you got to download the podcast at cliffcentral.com. You can follow us on Instagram and on Twitter. We'll be sharing the links. So stay tuned for that. That was a very, very lit chat. But we got another chat coming up. Where's it? What's happening?
Yeah, this time around, we're zooming into people and business, especially if you got big dreams for yourself. You might be a small startup right now, but you got really big dreams of one day, you know, making it big. I've got a lady and a gentleman right here that know a thing or two about how to really, you know, get onto a bigger platform. And they actually have a platform where they celebrate big people in a really big way as well. So it's something pretty exciting. I like it because, I mean, South Africa desperately needs to address the important issues such as education and unemployment. And the lovely people we have right here are going to be talking about something big that's happening tonight. Hello, Pumza. Is Pumza the right way? I don't want to like...
It's Pumza.
Yeah, Pumza. Okay, it's
Pumza.
Okay, so Pumza. Yeah. Okay, it's not like a slang like your Pumza.
No, don't.
Okay,
please.
Cool. No, I just wanted to make sure because, I mean, some people are like Lebu, but they're like, yeah, no, call me Lebza.
No, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yes. Pumza. Fantastic. Yes. Great stuff. So, Pumza. Yeah, I want to say it right now. There's something big happening. It's the Black Business Quarterly Awards.
Yes.
They're happening tonight. Just tell us a thing or two about them.
Okay, it's a Black Business Quarterly Awards. Usually we know them by the BBQ Awards.
Yeah.
We're celebrating 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
We're empowering companies, BE companies. We mainly focus on BE companies.
Yeah.
Black-owned companies. So today it's happening down. Rolf will assist each and every listener in there. We're a bit shaky, guys. Sorry.
No, don't worry.
So it's all about transforming black business companies that are owned by black people. Mostly 51% that is owned by
transforming. Can we go into that? Like what type of transformation do you guys help them pull together?
Oh, okay. It's mainly focusing on businesses transformation in terms of developing.
Okay.
Skill development, mentoring people.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
Mm. Okay.
Rolf, what is your involvement in all of this? No, you can just jump onto the mic immediately. Yeah.
Yeah, bro.
Come a bit closer to the mic there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the
okay,
one.
Okay, so yeah, we at BBQ Awards, basically, just to go on what she said, it's an awards evening this evening. So you've got the BBQ magazine that comes out four times a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Throughout the year, they profile leaders, business leaders, black business leaders throughout all sectors and private public sector. So this evening is just to celebrate and acknowledge those people who have performed well in their empowerment throughout the year. So we got judges, you nominate. The judges go through the nominations and through all the forms sent through on the website, and that's how winners get decided.
Yeah.
So it's tonight's not really about empowering. It's more about celebrating the people who have empowered.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, and there's different categories.
Yeah,
as
that's
well.
What I want to find out. What
can,
types
can
of
we jump into the
yeah.
categories?
Yeah, we have two categories, individual and organization. Mm-hmm. So we focus to individuals and the companies as well. But all of all, it's 13 categories. So for new business, entrepreneur, businessman of the year, Hennessy businessman,
yeah.
Businesswoman as well, just to mention the few.
Yeah, that's dope.
The Hennessy businessman. I like the way Hennessy are positioning themselves.
Yes.
Man. I feel you, Hennessy shout out marketing team.
Yes. Hennessy has been around with the BBQ Awards for a while now.
Yeah, yeah. Makes sense.
So as a young person, is there space for me in awards like these? If I, let's say I have a startup, it's growing, it's not necessarily on the level of, you know, Adidas or something.
No.
I'm still getting somewhere.
Yeah, there is a platform for you. If your company is registered and you've got a BEE certificate, then you are qualified.
Then
I
qualify.
Like the category, the young business entrepreneur.
Yeah.
It's from 18 to 25.
Yeah.
And then we've got the new entrepreneur award, so it's more like 25 to 35.
Oh, I see.
So your age.
All right. Fantastic. So what do I let's say for instance, yes, I've got now, you know, the certificate and I'm registered. Should my company be making a certain turnover, or is it about my growth, or is it about, what is it about, you know, what do you look at to say, yeah, this guy is doing well, we need to celebrate him?
Okay, with the 13 categories, it does explain. If you're a young business owner, you don't
let's
have
say
to.
I'm going for the young one. Yes.
Yeah. So we don't look at your turn up. We just look at how old is your company.
Yeah.
And what have you done to the community and all that, giving it back.
Oh, yeah.
And then that's it.
Oh, cool.
You don't have to make a million.
Watch out. Yeah. Next year, I'm making awards, guys.
Wizards Within.
If I'm not emceeing, I'm going to be winning something. I'm just telling you. One way or the other.
Yes. Where's that going?
That's a real thing, man. And I know, Wizza, this time next year, yeah, I won an award. I was emceeing at the same time.
You know,
it was too hectic. It was too hectic.
Can't I MC and win? Guys, come on.
No, choose one.
Well, she said I will choose one. That
anything
means
is possible.
I'm winning either way.
Anything is possible.
I'm winning either way. If I'm not the MC, I will win something. Thank you very much. I'm looking forward to that. That sounds very exciting.
Wizza's predicting his future. Shout out to Wizza, dreaming big, bold, doing his
thing. Shout out.
All right. So guys, if there's, is there any more that you'd want to share about these awards, about tomorrow, about tonight?
Real quick.
Anything that you'd want us to know ahead of the event tonight?
All right. We've got the ministers that are coming on board in attending. We've got Jeff Khadebe, Umama Susan Shabango is coming. We've got the Minister of Home Affairs, Umalusi Kigaba, will be attending. We also have ambassadors from Zimbabwe as well. Mm-hmm. And in terms of entertainment, we've got Uloyi Sobala and Vosinova will be attending just as a guest as well. Yeah.
No, this sounds pretty exciting. Thank you very much for coming through and, you know, sharing with us. You've just given us another goal to set for ourselves. I'm sure a lot of young people now that were listening, we all now, you know, have another thing that we're aiming for. So how do we get a hold of you guys for the future?
Okay, you can go to our website. It's www.bbqawards.co.za. And we also under Cape Media. So if you go to Cape Media, that's it.
All right, fantastic. So we can live stream the event tonight.
Yes.
Oh, pretty
that's
cool. Fantastic. So from YouTube.
TV.
From TV, Cape Media TV. CapeMedia.tv. Yes, you can see the
super fantastic.
Event.
Well, we look forward to that. Thank you very much for coming through. Thank you for your time as well, Simpiwe.
Yeah, so just before we wrap up, I said that we're going to share some of the tweets from people that were saying, if your boyfriend cheated, what would you do? And you know the girl that deleted the guy's thesis for the year? Some girl tweeted, she's like, if you had time to cheat, then how could you? How about an extra year? Spend it with your new bae.
Ooh.
This is my favorite one. If you didn't cheat, if you didn't have these theses backed up in 7 different places like Voldemort's Horcruxes, then I don't know.
Damn.
She is a bastard, though.
Yassi.
It's lit, bro. Like, and you know what?
So it's almost like they're condoning the fact that they removed this guy's thesis.
Yeah, and some people are saying that she's evil or savage, but hey, man.
Evil and
you know what? Man made a choice, and he has to deal with these consequences. If that means it's another year, it's real. But no, the conversation is continuing on social media.
She's crazy.
Follow the trend on hashtag Unplugged Radio Show. It's going to be real. I'll see you on the Twitter streets because I'm not ending right here, man.
Yeah, man. Let's keep the conversation going on social media on all our platforms. Keep Cliff Central tagged in at cliffcentral.com on Twitter. Keep all of us tagged in. Let's use the hashtag Unplugged Radio Show.
Yeah.
And let's continue the conversation, man. We don't have to stop here. And we know this is the shortest hour of the week every single week.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we love the chat. So we had some great conversations today. We covered so much today. How much did we go through, bro?
It was lit, guys.
I mean, that's what I love about the show, right? Now we had Gigi LeMayne in here, rap star, my Bala Noise superstar, doing
Blessa.
Her thing, talking, yeah, AKA
number one Blessa, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Talking about, you know, gender stereotypes and how she handles them and how she, you know, her views on certain things, which is really dope to get out of. Then we got some business people in talking about the awards. How unplugged can you get? You know, how diverse can our conversations get? So, you know, thank you for tuning in and listening to us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, shout out.
If you guys did miss the show and you're catching the latter end of it, please download the podcast at on www.cliffcentral.com.
Or get the app
as well.
Get the app. You know, that's the most important part.
Listen in high definition. You know, all that's
day,
the best thing.
Day, do you know what I'm saying? Like HD radio all day, every day, baby. That's what we're about. So you got and listen, the conversations are HD too.
Hey, bro.
You know what I'm saying? It's like it doesn't just sound good. No, there's good content. So you gotta engage with us there, guys. Get that app. But other than that, if you want to recap, what do we speak about, man? We spoke about female stereotypes. We spoke about race stereotypes.
We spoke about cheating.
We spoke about cheating in a huge way.
Yes.
And I don't know, man. For me, honestly speaking, for me, dog, when I'm listening to this stuff, all I can really think about is I need an older mommy. I don't need drama.
shout out to
you guys for tuning in. We're going to be back next week. Unplugged Radio Show. The same time, 12 to 1. We out.
It's been a session. CliffCentral.com.